All right, I'm here with Emma, and we're going to talk about the book My Secret War, The World War II Diary of Madeleine Beck by Mary Pope Osborne. Emma, could you give us a summary of the book without giving away the ending?
Well, there's a young girl named Madeleine, or Maddie for short, and her dad is in the Navy, and he has been away ever since she was born. And all of a sudden, as Madeleine was writing her father a letter, Pearl Harbor was bombed. And her father was critically wounded. So Madeleine creates a war club to help contribute things to the war. And it is called K3F, Kids Fight for Freedom. And there's a lot of little twists in the end. So that's also what makes it a really interesting book.
Now, this book, when I look at it, it looks like it's historical fiction. Mm-hmm. So what real-life events were included in the book?
Well, Pearl Harbor was bombed, and it also talks a lot about World War II.
What kind of things, since that mentions World War II, and that was an important event in history, what did you learn about World War II that you didn't know before reading the book?
I learned that it damaged a lot of families, and it hurt a lot of people. And that it's not what people think it is.
Okay. Now, in the historical fiction, might not appeal to everybody. So who do you think would really enjoy this book about Madeleine Beck?
Well, it can be a variety of people. Girls and boys, mainly. Because girls, it's about a girl, mainly. And boys, they could like it because it's about historical fiction, so.
All right, so this is a great book about World War II, and it's called My Secret War, The World War II Diary of Madeleine Beck. And is this book in our library?
Yes.
All right, so you can go ahead and check it out in the library if you like historical fiction, you want to learn more about World War II, or if you're a girl who wants to know about how women dealt with World War II, you can read this book, My Secret War, The World War II Diary of Madeleine Beck by Mary Pope Osborne. And that's my book talk with Emma.